Okay, our final segment. Now you have an idea of your Frenchie and what it is you want to act like and look like and embody, and even some surprises around what that might mean to you. Now it's time for us to enhance that together and for you to begin to claim your Frenchie. You know, no one else can give you permission to be inside of your Frenchie energy. Not your husband, not your kids, not your family, not your mom, not society, no one. This is your opportunity to claim her. So now you have a better idea of who your Frenchie and what your particular Frenchie is and how she wants to be seen in the world. So I'm gonna ask you this question quite seriously. Are you fully ready to embrace her and step into this authentic and fundamental aspect of your life? Now, on the surface level, this is a really easy question to answer. Well, of course, or you wouldn't be here. Of course, you wouldn't be committed to living you fully if you weren't. And yet, given the entire first portion of this module, we talk about the fears, the judgments, and the lies that can be associated with pleasure, it certainly can bring up some material inside the Frenchie. So I'm asking you now to transcend and to supersede those fears and to gift yourself permission to embody, embrace, and claim your Frenchie energy like never before. Yes, yes is what we're looking for. We are looking for a full yes, even though there might still be some fear in there. We're looking for a commitment. Why are you ready to step into your Frenchie? Why is it time for you? Why is it time for you to let go of the martyr, to let go of the sacrifice, to let go of the false idea that you're selfish if you do? Why are you ready? Why is it your time? Go ahead and pause the module and answer this question. This is so important. Do not skip this. Your happiness absolutely depends on it. And it might sound like a very strong thing to say. Oh my gosh, Tara's telling me that if I don't embody my Frenchie, I'm not going to be happy. And I actually truly believe that. Psychologists say that we have two basic needs. One, to be loved and accepted, and two, to be of service. If you are not embracing your Frenchie, you will not be able to properly love yourself enough to love another. There are so many marriages that are failing, and the divorce rate is getting higher by the minute. Why? In my opinion, it has to do with the Frenchie. The Frenchie is a part of you that has to take care of herself. She has to own that it's her responsibility to step forward inside of her own happiness. This is something that can be very scary to admit. Of course, we want to be happy with a partner, with someone else, but it is not someone else's responsibility to make you happy. When you understand what it is that pleases you inside of your world and inside of your connection with your Frenchie, it is up to you to allow yourself to open to receive that and to identify and redefine what it is that pleases you and to step forward into it. Nobody else can do that for you. I certainly don't believe that stepping into sexy lingerie will save your marriage, get you a man, or make you happy. So I want to be really clear about this. The Frenchie is about something much deeper. There's nothing wrong with beautiful lingerie. You know that I feel that way. However, the Frenchie is about deep self-care and truly being honest with what your needs are. So it comes from the inside out and how you see yourself in the world of the feminine. So it's very different to just put on a lingerie and say, okay, am I making my husband happy? I'm wearing lingerie. Versus inside saying, you know what? I really want and desire to feel sexy and sensual inside. So I'm wearing this lingerie for me. And once you do that, yes, he gets to benefit, but it's coming from a completely different space inside. This goes from lingerie to every decision you make inside of your world to please yourself. When your husband or your partner asks you where you want to go to eat, choose. What do you want? What pleases you? Gift yourself the opportunity to enact and activate those vocal cords that we talked about earlier and make a choice about what pleases you. So, what is it that pleases you? I actually invite you right now to do a brainstorm and take a few minutes to just note down everything that you're aware of that pleases you. I love to drink water in a wine glass. That pleases me. That's something I can do for me. I love hot lemon tea with sometimes a little bit of mint and ginger in it. These are simple things that I'm talking about. What pleases me is having a hot water bottle on my belly right now. There's so many simple things in life that please us. What is it that pleases you? I love the smell of fresh sheets. I love laying down in my bed and having the sheets ironed. I love the look on my son's eyes when he's laughing and he knows I'm listening to him intently. Make a list right now. Think outside the box. What is it that pleases you? Your Frenchie is for you and no one else. What happens when you're truly plugged into your Frenchie is you become a magnet for everyone. It just happens naturally. It's a side effect. The way that this works is that the energy you're residing in is naturally magnetic when you're in the Frenchie energy because you are not seeking something from someone else. Therefore, you're not creating a feeling of void or a lack. So everything is drawn to you inside the Frenchie energy. Money, men, kids, animals, everything. It's because of where you're residing. Many women get this confused. They think, oh my gosh, how do I just get my Frenchie on so I attract the things that I want in my life? And it happens in reverse. When you have your Frenchie on, you're really aware of what pleases you and you're naturally open to receiving because your Indie is intact. So it's not coming from a space of chasing something, it's coming from a space of receiving. What value do you currently place on your Frenchie in your life? Again, this is an opportunity for deep authenticity for you. You may get the idea, it might sound really cool, but really right now for you in your life, what value are you currently placing on your Frenchie? Your Frenchie touches everything in your life. It's not just about being in a relationship. This is about you giving yourself permission to voice what it is that pleases you in every area and for you to actually enjoy it. Do you know your Frenchie affects your business? You know your Frenchie affects your relationships with your kids? Your Frenchie affects your relationships with your clients? Your Frenchie affects your relationship with everything. So let's look as enclosure inside of this module, some of the action steps. And I do invite you to be incredibly patient with yourself as we go through each module. You are activating a specific energy. So you may feel gamuts of emotion. Just be really beautifully loving with yourself. Obviously, completing the module and the templates, writing down one thing you enjoy already and that you could enjoy even more. I invite you to seek pleasure in your next meal, being aware of a pleasure peak versus a pleasure plateau. Choose one activity that you typically would overindulge in, and as you surrender, find the pleasure into it so you can trust yourself to not overindulge. You pay attention to that one and see how that one can serve you. And obviously share your experience in the Facebook community. You are doing brilliantly. You are allowing yourself to open, receive. Really pay attention to honoring your Frenchie this week. Allow yourself to embody her. Step forward and continue to identify what it is that pleases you. Welcome to your Frenchie. Next week, we are going to be opening Prosperity and Power with your New Yorker. How to confidently create and powerfully implement and awaken your power with your New Yorker femtype. You are going to feel a deepening next week as we bring all the femtypes together. So I'm looking forward to connecting with you again. Enjoy your Frenchie, and I will meet you back here soon.